Son of a Mother, written by Amber McCall, read by Molly Gavin. Snowy weather in the South isn't all that usual. Initially, Anna had been called off for her morning nursing shift by the intensive care unit. The call has come when she was midway through blow-drying her long, dark brown hair. After she hung up the phone, she pondered how she might spend her snow day. She made plans to drive around the city looking at the snowy sights until she decided. Anna had been a registered nurse for about a year at this point and had recently moved to the day shift. She jumped on this opportunity to regain her circadian rhythm when the hospital moved to a new self-scheduling online computer program. Anna never asked if she could move to the day shift. She simply never signed up for any further night shifts. Just about the time Anna's hair had finished fully air-drying, now more voluminous than usual, the phone rang. The nursing supervisor needed her services after all. So much for a snow day, thought Anna. She promptly placed on her pomegranate-colored scrubs with light pink trim and white tennis shoes, kept only in the garage and never allowed in her house due to serious germs. She grabbed her nursing bag, complete with scissors, stethoscope, and more, and quickly left her home to arrive within the hour onto her assigned unit. Upon entry into the ICU, Anna was assigned to care for an elderly female diagnosed with heart failure. This particular patient laid frail in her hospital bed, was unconscious, and had no visitors present. Anna walked to and fro while she cared for her two assigned patients during the morning hours. It was about lunchtime when she needed to administer an IV medication to her frail patient's waning body. When entering the room, Anna pulled back the draped, light blue curtains and noted a visitor sitting in the leather chair near the patient. It was a man. He had dark brown hair, nearly black, with big, bold blue eyes. He appeared a bit tired, but highly alert. He perked up when he saw Anna. "Hello," said Anna. "My name is Anna, and I'm the nurse for y'all today until 7 p.m. I'm about to administer a medication. Do you happen to be a relative or a friend?"
"I'm her son. That's my mother. She's been ill for some time. My name is Craig."
The man spoke calmly. "It's a pleasure to meet you, Craig," Anna stated as she kindly extended her hand for a brief shake. Craig firmly took her right hand with his and gently shook her hand for what seemed less than 3 seconds. Anna thought Craig looked mature, at least 10 to 15 years older than herself, based on her approximations. "I'm so sorry your mother is ill," Anna compassionately empathized. "It's never easy when someone we care for is in the hospital. I'm glad she has you to be here with her, though." Craig shared a gentle smile that wasn't convincing enough to expose any teeth. Anna could tell he was distraught, given the circumstances of his mother's hospitalization. "Please let me know if you have any questions. I'm happy to help answer," Anna stated as she washed her hands.
"I sure will,"
said Craig as he noted Anna's subtle, curvy figure within her scrubs while she dried her hands with a solid white paper towel. The two briefly looked into one another's eyes prior to Anna exiting the room. Craig felt Anna truly cared, even in the short encounter, as he noted what seemed to be sincerity in her caring of his mother. "Poor guy," Anna thought to herself as she walked away from the room. Anna was too busy to think of much else as her work was demanding with two critically ill clients. As the day progressed, other friends of clients, healthcare team members, and family members entered the intensive care unit. Anna frequently checked on her patients, delivering medications, answering questions, and assessing potential needs. Around the 6 o'clock hour, Anna entered her patient's room to perform her hourly assessment. When Craig thought she may be finishing up, he asked,
"Will you be back tomorrow?"
Anna answered, "As a per diem nurse, I just might if the unit needs me." Craig gently shook his head up and down.
"Good," he thought to himself. "I sure hope she does." What time will you be leaving the unit today?"
Craig asked. Shift change happens at 7, Anna answered. Ideally, anyway, she chuckled. Craig said okay out loud while thinking to himself.
Only one more hour.
He secretly hoped Anna would care for his mother until further notice. Craig appreciated the way Anna explained what was going on and what to expect. He also appreciated her light hazel eyes and long dark brown hair as they glistened in the fluorescent lights of his mother's hospital room. When shift change arrived, Anna poked her head in Craig's mother's room to say one final goodbye. Craig thanked Anna for her care and said,
I hope to see you again soon.
Maybe you will, Anna said as she turned her head ever so slightly in a slightly playful way. I'd better sign up for that next shift, Anna thought to herself as she grabbed her nurse bag, opened the door to the unit, and exited the floor. I wonder if any snow is left on the ground, Anna thought to herself as she walked down the stairwell to the car parking lot. Anna then opened the door to her chrome-lined red coupe and drove away in the mostly melted, barely there snow remains. Anna cared for Craig's mother at least one other time that week. Her shifts had been crazy busy, and she hadn't had much time to engage in any deep conversations with family members or visitors other than education and the usual niceties. A few days passed while Anna continued about her typical schedule, attending graduate school during the week and working shifts when she could. One day, when Anna was back at work in the intensive care unit, the phone rang. Anna's coworker, Holly, answered and said, "It's for you," as she gazed in Anna's general direction. Anna promptly walked toward the corded phone and answered, "Hello?"
"Hey, it's me, Craig. You took care of my mom a few days ago, and I wanted to let you know that she died in her sleep last night. You did a great job caring for her, and I'd love to see you at the funeral. That is, if you can come."
Sure. Let me write down the details, and I'll do my best to attend," answered Anna. Craig shared the funeral visitation details and closed with,
"I'd love to see you again, so I can say thank you in person."
"Okay, that sounds like a plan. I'll do what I can to be there," said Anna. "It'll be great to see you again. Again, I'm so sorry about your mother." Anna then hung up the phone and immediately thought one word to herself. Coping. Craig is coping with his mother's death by reaching out to me. Is this typical or is this special? Only time will tell. She then continued with her work. 2 days later, on a Wednesday, Anna entered the funeral home doors. The family had chosen Bartlett and Son's funeral home, known to be big, expensive, and beyond extravagant. Nice taste, Anna thought to herself as she gazed at the larger-than-life chandelier in the foyer. Anna walked along the path of traffic throughout the funeral home, from room to room. She was almost to the room where the open casket was presented. A few moments later, the two gentlemen in front of her swiveled ever so slightly to the left. Suddenly, Anna couldn't believe her eyes. Craig was standing near the pearly white casket, surrounded by flowers of nearly every type and color, all the while nestled by a blonde woman, seemingly close to his age, with big brown eyes. What? Anna thought to herself. She was sure Craig had been flirting with her the entire time she cared for his mother, even in the midst of his grief. She was beside herself with fiery disdain as her heart raced and throbbed in her chest. How could he? And does she, the blonde, know? Anna wondered. Anna took a deep breath and composed herself. I must remain calm in public and not act up, she thought to herself. She repeated this phrase over and over at least 10 times. Thoughts tumbled around Anna's brain. I can't even. People these days, grieving men these days. What a little baby boy. How could I be so naive? What would I have to do with someone way older than me anyhow? Anna felt tricked. She rolled her eyes and shook her head to herself. She decided she would perform a U-turn, sign the guest book as a courtesy, after all, she was Southern, and then leave to avoid any unnecessary communications with him, or the blonde. Anna stepped out of the long line she'd been waiting in for over 45 minutes and quickly headed toward the entry door. When she was approximately 5 feet from the exit door, right underneath the showy chandelier, for the second time that evening, she couldn't believe what she saw. It was Craig entering the door. He smiled at Anna and said,
"I'm so glad I didn't miss you. You look like you're about to leave. I've been outside talking to some cousins I haven't seen in ages. Did you get a chance to meet my twin brother? He just flew down yesterday."
Anna cordially remarked, "No, not yet, but I've really got to be going soon. I'm sorry about your mother." She spoke with Craig another few minutes while containing her recent secret thoughts only to herself before departing. Anna left the funeral home with a barely there chuckle, noted by those entering the funeral home, who wondered why she had an ever so slight smile upon her face at such an event. "Better not act up in public," she thought to herself. "Wise words indeed. Good thing I signed the book."